WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Two students are fighting for their lives tonight, with two people and a suspect dead after a shooting at a Christian school in Madison, Wisconsin. Here's the police chief, Sean Barnes.
A teacher and three students were treated for non-life-threatening injuries. Two of these have been released and discharged from the hospital. The other two survivors are considered to be in stable condition.
Two students are hospitalized in critical condition with what are described as life-threatening injuries. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call says schools in Wisconsin have been trying to make themselves safer.
Improve hardening at schools, and that's led to locks on the inside of classroom doors and reducing points of entry. Looking at the evidence and seeing that things like a confidential reporting system keep kids safe is also part of it.
Police Chief Sean Barnes says the motive for the shooting was not immediately known. TikTok is asking the Supreme Court to block or delay the law saying its Chinese-based parent company must sell its interest in the U.S. or have the popular app banned here. CBS News legal analyst Shane Rosenbaum.
TikTok is asking the Supreme Court for emergency relief because with hundreds of millions of users, they would need more time to unwind their business or find a buyer, which the Chinese government wouldn't allow anyway. Of course, that's part of the problem, the power that the Chinese government has over TikTok, even if only indirectly.
The new law goes into effect January 19. A New York judge has rejected President-elect Trump's bid to dismiss his New York election interference conviction tied to a hush money payment. CBS News reporter Graham Cates.
This motion was filed after two important events. Trump was convicted in May, and then just a few weeks later, the Supreme Court of the United States published a landmark decision in which they concluded that former presidents have immunity for prosecution for their official acts.
Trump's lawyers have raised other arguments for dismissal, however, so it's unclear when or whether a sentencing date might be set. If you're living with nagging pain, you're far from alone.
About a quarter of U.S. adults suffered chronic pain either daily or nearly every day last year. 10% said pain limited their life or work activities. That's the finding of a new survey from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
That's CBS News correspondent Jim Crisula. Negotiators for both sides in the U.S. Congress are closing in on a deal for a stopgap bill to fund the government through March 14th, averting a partial shutdown that would otherwise begin this coming Saturday. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs.